King County spends a lot of money intervening in the lives of children after a crisis. Now the county is trying to help kids and families from the beginning to avoid crisis. That's the goal of the Best Starts for Kids program and the new voter-approved levy that will pay for it. But this word crisis, that can mean a whole bunch of problems, from infant health to drug abuse to incarceration. How can a single government program deal with something that complicated? Sheila Capistani is in charge of Best Starts for Kids. She told Kim Malcolm the program is starting with something King County already sees as an emergency, homelessness.
We know that if we're actually going to end homelessness, we need to be able to prevent homelessness. So one of the first things that will be funded through Best Starts for Kids is this initiative. The initiative is designed to be flexible and to be client-driven, so that if a client is experiencing an issue, say they have a new job, and what they need is childcare right away so that they can start their new job, get back on their feet, and then be able to become independent, we have a flexible fund available to them that will allow them to do that. Sometimes that's all it takes to help a family not become homeless.
Is part of what you're hoping the success of this plan is going to be is that you'll be able to empower the people who are working directly with these families, that they'll have more resources to draw on, so they'll be able to be more flexible to respond to the needs as they make themselves known?
Yes, definitely. Both empowering the community-based organizations, but also empowering families themselves. I mean, this is something that's very important to Best Starts for Kids, that we are community-oriented, but we keep children and families as our focus. So the programs that we will be developing around this will always aim at how do you empower people to be able to have the information they need and make the decisions that they need to be the best possible parents, and then as young people grow up, to be the best possible young people that they can be.
This plan aims, as you said, to help kids from the prenatal stage up to early adulthood, and you're hoping it will address a host of problems, from incarceration to chemical dependency to homelessness, as you said. These are big goals. So how will this program achieve success across all these different areas?
The key really is that this is an initiative that's aimed at prevention from the very, very beginning. So what we know for the kids who are born now or born soon, we're talking about prevention for those folks. We're looking at home visiting. We're talking about making sure their parents and families are healthy, that they are developing in the way that we would typically expect a child to develop, that kids are kindergarten ready. So for that group, we know that we can begin them on the right path, and then you know that at that point you've headed people down the right way. In terms of kids who are a little bit older, some of the things that we know that we can accomplish is decreasing stress in families, so some of the preventing homelessness issues will get at that, making sure that kids feel like they can accomplish what they need to accomplish by wrapping both their families around them, providers around them, and their community around them. We know that things like poverty, things like drug abuse, mental health issues are all really stressors on folks, and so if you can have programs that decrease those stressors, then you're going to be less likely to experience those big societal problems later on.
I'm wondering if there's a challenge there in trying to measure the decrease of stressors. How are you actually going to know you're getting tangible results and you can measure success?
That's an excellent question. And we are looking at measuring success on two different levels. One is on the community level. The levy itself will have an intensive evaluation process to make sure that we actually are moving the markers on a community or population level. But we also know to get there, you're impacting individuals. And so every program that we will have funded through Best Starts for Kids will actually also have an evaluation component to say, are we reaching the performance measures we were expecting to get at? And that is about individual families and individual children. But you assume that if you're making the change there, that that will push the marker, and we'll be watching to make sure that that marker really does shift.
This is a 6-year levy that the voters have approved. Where do you hope to see the program 6 years from now?
I hope to see us change, again, move those markers on healthy births, move those markers on within 6 years, we'll know that we have a group of kids who are kindergarten ready. We can actually be able to look at that and see if that shift happens. So it's my deep desire that that actually is tangible to us. And then there's other markers that we will be working on creating, but I think we can look at high school graduation rates for a certain group of kids. Maybe we can move those markers. definitely looking at homelessness prevention, which, of course, it's hard to measure what you prevented, but you can certainly see how many fewer people have slipped into poverty or into homelessness over that period of time.
Talking with KUOW's Kim Malcolm, that was Sheila Capistani with King County's Best Start for Kids program. Voters approved it. It's getting paid for. KUOW will keep following Best Starts for Kids as it rolls out over the next 6 years.